Every Day in Many Ways by Brittany Beatty, Church Magazines. As you look for it, you'll see evidence of Heavenly Father's love all around you. Because Heavenly Father loves us so much, He has filled our lives with blessings to make our hearts joyful. Since those blessings surround us, sometimes we forget to notice them and recognize how they show God's love. Each day this month, consider focusing on at least one evidence of God's love for you. Then give thanks in all things through thought and prayer for the many blessings and great love He sends. Mosiah chapter 26, verses 38 and 39. See also Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 7. Here are some ideas to help you get started. Notes. Wednesday, the 1st. How does knowing I am a child of God bless me and help me see His hand in my life every day? We have the knowledge that we are children of God. See Psalm 82, verse 6, and Acts, chapter 17, verse 28 and 29. Thursday, the 2nd. How have I felt Heavenly Father's love by attending the temple or holding a temple recommend? We are blessed as we live worthy to attend the temple. See Psalm 24, 3 through 5. Friday, the 3rd. How is my life blessed by a bird's song, the sun's warmth, and the earth's colors? Nature's beauty is all around, and it was created for us to enjoy. See My Heavenly Father Loves Me, Children's Songbook, pages 228 and 229. See also Alma chapter 30, verse 44, Moses chapter 6, verse 63, and lds.org/go/82d. Saturday, the 4th. Think about how Jesus Christ's many roles and titles show His love for me. The Savior is our mediator, and He has shown us the way to eternal happiness. See John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. See also all the headings under Jesus Christ in the topical guide. Sunday, the 5th. Notes. How have I felt Heavenly Father's love by going to church each week? We can worship in church each week and gain strength by associating with others who share our beliefs. See Moroni chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Monday, the 6th. Think about all the choices I have for meals and remember how mealtime is a great time to be with family and friends. We have a variety of healthy and delicious foods available. See Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Tuesday, the 7th. Think about all the blessings I receive because I was created in His image and can become like Him. We were created in the image of God. See Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Wednesday, the 8th. How have I felt God's love when I sing or play hymns or other good music? We are blessed by singing songs unto the Lord. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 28. Thursday, the 9th. How have counsel and testimony from church leaders in General Conference, church magazines, Sunday lessons, or other places helped answer my prayers? Prophets speak great words of counsel and help guide and protect us. See Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Friday the 10th. How have I felt support or guidance through the teachings of the Spirit received during conversations or lessons? Parents, seminary teachers, and youth leaders are there to help us understand the Scriptures. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 122. Saturday the 11th. What blessings has Heavenly Father given to me as I've gone through hard times? Divine help is always available, especially during trials. See Mosiah chapter 24, verses 13 and 14. See also Nephi's experience in 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. Sunday the 12th. How have I felt Heavenly Father's love as I've journaled about the blessings He sends? Keeping a journal is super easy and rewarding, and it's a great way to remember Heavenly Father's love. See lds.org/go /82E. Monday the 13th. Notice today how many times the Spirit directs me when I listen for and feel His direction. The Holy Ghost can be our constant companion if we live worthy of that special gift. He will guide and direct us and testify of truth. See John chapter 14, verse 26. Tuesday, the 14th. Think about how good I feel each time I experience the cleansing power of the atonement. We can be forgiven of all our sins. See Mosiah chapter 4, verse 2, Moroni chapter 6, verse 8, and Doctrine and Covenants section 19, verses 16 through 19. Wednesday, the 15th. How have I been blessed as Heavenly Father helped me turn a weakness into a strength? Even our weaknesses are blessings because they help us turn to the Lord so He can help us make them strengths. See Ether chapter 12, verse 27. Thursday, the 16th. What skills and lessons have I learned from Mom or Dad? Parents do so much for us and help us learn a lot. See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 25 through 28. Friday, the 17th. How have my friends helped me stay close to Heavenly Father? Friends can help us stay true to the gospel and become better people. See lds.org /go/82F. Saturday, the 18th. How does the laughter of children, family, or friends comfort or bless me? Joyful laughter from a glad heart can make any day brighter. See lds.org /go/82G, lds.org/go/82H, and lds.org/go/82J. Sunday, the 19th. How have I been strengthened by the many good resources that help me to learn? Millions of good books are available for us to read and learn from. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verse 7. Monday, the 20th. How does Heavenly Father bless me through today's inventions and technologies to do His work? Modern technologies simplify our lives so we have more time to fulfill our unique missions. See lds.org/go/82K. Tuesday, the 21st. How have I been blessed, both temporally and spiritually, for paying tithing and offerings? We receive great blessings for paying tithing. See Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, and lds.org/go/82L. Wednesday, the 22nd. How has Heavenly Father helped me become a better person through my trials? Trials, though difficult, can help us learn a lot and make us better than we thought we could be. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verse 7. lds.org/go/82M and lds.org/go/82N. Thursday, the 23rd. How is my life blessed because I know Heavenly Father is always mindful of me and wants the best for me? We can pray to Heavenly Father at all times, and He will always hear us. See 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. Friday, the 24th. How am I blessed because Heavenly Father taught me how to eat healthy, exercise, avoid harmful substances, and take care of my body? Living the Word of Wisdom helps us stay healthy and strong. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. Saturday, the 25th. How have I felt loved by sharing my talents and enjoying the talents of others? All of us are given unique talents and gifts so we can help each other and help build God's kingdom. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Sunday, the 26th. How have I felt Heavenly Father's love as I've partaken of the sacrament? We can renew our covenants each week during the sacrament. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 9 through 19. Monday, the 27th. How has the priesthood helped me understand more about Heavenly Father's love for me? The priesthood has been restored. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 13, 20, 84 and 107. Tuesday, the 28th. How has artwork strengthened and blessed me? Photography and art help capture the beauty of the world and God's love. See the article Beauty All Around on page 6. Wednesday, the 29th. How have I seen evidences of God's hand through various kinds of weather? Think about everything we can do in various types of weather. Rain, sun, snow, and clouds. See Thank Thee for Everything, Children's Songbook, page 10. Thursday, the 30th. How have I felt God's love by following the commandments? Commandments bring us many blessings when we're obedient. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 and 21. Friday, the 31st. How does having the true gospel in my life bless me, and how can I share that truth with others? In a world of around 6.8 billion people, we are among just 14.4 million people who are members of the church. See lds.org/go/82p. Photography and art help capture the beauty of the world and God's love. See the article Beauty All Around on page 6. Sidebars. Undeniable knowledge. Most of us will not see God, as the prophets have, but the still small promptings of the Spirit, the thoughts and feelings that the Holy Ghost brings into our minds and hearts, will give us an undeniable knowledge that He lives and that He loves us. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Seeking to Know God, Our Heavenly Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ. Ensign, November 2009, page 32. Divine Love. Divine love is perfect, infinite, enduring, and universal. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Divine Love, Ensign, February 2003, page 25. Powerful Evidence. There is no greater evidence of the infinite power and perfection of God's love than is declared by the Apostle John. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. John chapter 3, verse 16. Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Love and Law, Ensign, November 2009, page 26. End of article. Every Day in Many Ways.